Welcome to the Time We Have podcast, presented to you by Motor Neuron Disease, New South Wales. MND New South Wales acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land we live on. We pay our respects to all elders, past and present, of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nations.
Hello and a very warm welcome to the MND New South Wales podcast, The Time We Have. My name is Sabine Krajewski and my guest today is Mike Gilbert. Mike has ALS with bulbar onset and he lost his ability to speak, but he has a lot to say. So Mike will talk with me by writing things down and we will record this episode with the help of my colleague Kath Thiessen, who will be Mike's voice today. Kath is the other half of the education team at MND New South Wales. Welcome, Mike, and welcome, Kath.
Hello. And a wave and a hello from Mike as well.
Okay, Mike, tell me a little bit about yourself. So I know that you did a lot of sports. You played footy. What was your sports? What kind of interest in sport did you have and what did you pursue?
Okay, so Mike's writing down rugby league was his first passion. Mm-hmm. Or squash player as well.
Okay.
And tennis.
Right.
And we've got another one, water skiing. And
water skiing as well. Okay. Yeah. Which one was your favorite sport? Which one were you most passionate about?
Skiing.
Okay. Water skiing or?
Is that water skiing, Mark? Yes, okay. Water skiing.
All right. That's a tough one. I tried it once. You have to have good balance and a bit of strength to get up there. But then once you're there, it's fantastic.
And Marcus written that skiing and squash,
yeah,
and keeping fit. Okay. They were his top.
So I should try it again, actually. I think I'd fail miserably now, but yeah. Okay. So you also traveled quite a bit. Can you tell us a bit about your travels? Like, where did you go and what was your favorite way of travel?
Flying is Mark's preference for travel. And his favorite country is America.
Okay, where in the States? United States, I suppose.
East and West Coast. Both coasts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just smiling because from Australia you have to fly almost anywhere anyway, right? You can. But so you're not a person who would go around Australia in a caravan or something like that? No.
No, that's a no. Okay. But he also likes Asia.
Okay, yeah.
Loved his travel to Asia as well.
Asia, of course, again, big space. Where about?
In Hawaii. But do you have a favourite place in Asia? I was just having a think about.
That's okay.
It's hard to think of a favourite place.
Or maybe, I don't know if you've been in all of Asia or some of the countries.
Vietnam.
Oh, I want to go to Vietnam. That's the one that I want to go to and haven't been to.
In China. Sabine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know Sabine has spent time in China as well, Mike.
Yeah, I lived there for 3 years.
And Korea. Korea is another top spot on Mike's
list
as well for places that he's traveled to. So he's very well traveled.
Yeah. So it's North America and Asia. And you've probably also been everywhere in Australia, or maybe not, because you are Australian.
See, we've got Singapore down as another overseas, but okay. What about Australia, Mike? In Canada.
Okay.
And he's just letting me know about
just everywhere.
Australia. There's not too many places left. every state of Australia. So okay. Yes.
Okay, cool.
So I'm not sure. I know you were asking about the sports a bit. Mike, did you play at first grade level for rugby league or reserve level? But you played at high levels with sport? Oh, that's okay. Third grade, still up there. And was that for the West Tigers? For West Tigers. And was that, no, not West?
Also not West Tigers. Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm going to find out now. District. It was a district comp. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
But you were a very good sportsman. Is that right? You could pick up
a very active person. I can, yeah. We'll get back to the health
Sorry.
And lifestyle, healthy lifestyle. Again, I just want to ask a question about what happened in 2014, because I heard that you battled cancer in that year.
Yes, Mike's just writing. He had colon cancer.
All right. Yeah. Did it make you become more health conscious to have cancer and to battle that, or?
Not really.
It was a surprise.
He didn't really change anything because he was living such a healthy lifestyle with his choice of food and his activities. So it was a surprise to him
that
he got cancer.
Yeah, okay. And you conquered that. And the reason I asked if it changed, you became more health conscious, was that I also heard that you had a health store for a couple of years in Manly. Was that after, or is it unrelated to the cancer episode?
So Mike was taking a natural medicine. He was taking natural or alternative medicines. Mm-hmm. And so 25, Mike, is that how many years you had the health food store for? Okay. So it was 25 years.
So I got the wrong information there from somewhere. That's okay. 25 years. Okay. Yeah. And when I imagine health store, I'm thinking vitamins and healthy food supplements and stuff like that. Or was it a different one with just non-commercial breads and stuff like that?
No. It was a health store with the vitamins. That's exactly what you were imagining.
Yeah.
And Mike is saying that he bought the store in 1983. Mm-hmm. So he was on a health journey, probably since then or forever. Yeah.
Yep.
He's always been on this health journey and interested in health and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, so you got over the cancer, but then you noticed changes in your voice, and that was in 2018, I believe. So before your diagnosis, which was in 2019, what did you think was wrong at the time? Because you were still, as far as I understand, you were still able to move it properly and everything, but just your voice became a bit slurred and you had too much saliva going on there. What were you thinking, and what was your journey up to diagnosis?
Mike just wrote, he did not know.
Okay.
So you weren't thinking down any lines, any different possibilities, Mike.
And then did you go to your GP at some point, or how did you start to try and find out what's wrong?
Okay. So Mike was based in Sydney at the time, and he went to St Vincent's Hospital.
Okay.
Did your doctor recommend that, Mike? Your GP? GP recommended.
Okay. And that was then a neurologist you saw there? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's nodding yes. And he had many tests.
Okay. Yeah. So to exclude other diseases?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And saliva was Mike's main problem.
Okay.
The excess production of saliva.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And once you had the diagnosis with ALS, did that mean anything to you? Did you know what that was? And
did you know what ALS was? Had you heard of it before, Mike?
Or M&D in general? Did you know? No. Okay. So I suppose your neurologist told you about M&D and ALS and what it means, that it is a progressive disease, right? Yeah. So when you had that diagnosis, and this is a life-limiting disease, and you knew that, what became the most important things for you to spend your time on? Because you know this podcast is about the time we have. So what would you say became really important to you from that diagnosis onwards?
Living life is what
I think. That's a great answer. That's a great answer. Yeah. So tell me a bit more about what that means for you. What is living life?
Friendships.
Okay.
Friendships, new and old.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They've been a big part of you.
Yeah.
Very important to you, aren't they?
Right. Do you have family as well?
Uh-huh. Mike has two sons and has a partner who who, and he's been together with his partner for 28 years.
Cool. So you have a support network and people around you, and that's family and friends?
Okay. Not really. So Mike only has contact with one son.
Okay.
And he lives on his own.
Yes.
Okay. And his partner's based in Sydney.
Okay. But you say your friends are most important to you, that I sort of assume that they support you, or they're around you and visit or help you out here and there?
Mike's got some old schoolmates who have been very good, kept in contact and taken him to events.
Okay, yeah.
And he's got very good neighbours as well.
Great, that's what you need. Yeah, yeah.
To support him.
And I guess if you travelled that far, you may have some friends overseas as well. And maybe I can see you, nodding. Yes,
nodding away, yeah.
So those people would, of course, not be right next to you, but still maybe be in touch or support in other way.
Mike said, unfortunately, some have died,
okay.
Have passed away, some of the friends, some of his friendships over time.
Yeah.
Are they mainly overseas once more? Oh, okay. So Mike's turning 79 this year. Are you suggesting you're old, are you, Mike?
Admittedly, it's an age where, people start losing their friends, right? If you have friends who are older than you or even younger, they might just die. That is just a fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, so you already said you lived on your own, but you now checked into hospital. And you're in a palliative care. So how do you feel about that, about not being able to stay home? Was that a choice you made or you had to make? And how do you feel about that?
Mike just wrote, he gets very tired. And that the end has to come. That's okay.
One of the reasons I'm asking is because a lot of people are afraid of even the word palliative care, but it also is a positive thing. So can you talk about that? What's positive about having palliative care around you?
They're very good and they are assisting Mike.
Yeah.
Which is a change from being at home alone 24/7.
Of course, yeah. If you have a good team and if you're in a pleasant environment, that can be enriching to have that care and to have people look after you, right? And pamper you a little bit as well.
And Mike said at home he was starting to fall over a lot.
Okay, yeah. That's another thing, especially if you live on your own. So now that you're there,
it's much safer.
You get help instantly.
They've been coming in very quickly, haven't they, Mike, today? Yeah. And they've got a board for Mike, a patient communication board.
Yep. Okay.
You've got anything special up there that are handy hints for Mike, that things that he likes, routines that he likes.
Right. Yeah.
So, and one of the nurses came in and spoke about they're working with Mike to understand his routine.
Yeah.
Mike is looking at, last night they used communication cards. Mike had an idea about that we should get sponsorship for communication cards and for communication devices, just low-cost devices and even the higher-end devices.
Right. Yeah, very important. Can I ask, when did you lose your voice or your ability to communicate with your own voice?
2 years ago.
Okay, yeah. Of course, there are possibilities, but depends on your other abilities. So you're able to, thankfully, still able to write and write the answers for us. But yeah, it is tedious, right? And it can be frustrating. And you just said you advocate to fundraise so that people can have devices to communicate, but you also advocate in general.
So you've become quite an activist
in the past couple of years, in particular for people over 65 who have a serious disease such as MND. Can you talk about your own experiences with being on the aged care package and what's maybe missing for older people with MND?
Yes, well, I just wanted to add that when his voice changed, when he lost his voice, he also lost his swallow. And so 2 years ago, he also had a
pig
feed.
Right.
Is put in place, mm-hmm. which meant that he's not had any food via his mouth for 2 years.
Okay.
It's just showing you now, Sabine, his.
Right. Oh, yeah, I see.
Looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
So that's how he's been getting his nutrition for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So that was also a big adjustment, wasn't it?
Right. I was going to ask another question about the pig, but wanted to start.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Just so the pig, let's stick to the pig because you just mentioned it. So I know that usually when people have a pig, they can still eat. The one doesn't exclude the other. But that usually is for people who can swallow but just don't get enough nutrition that way, right? That they have a pig and then also can eat some sweet or something and just wouldn't be able to only feed themselves by mouth. So in your case, I understand that you just cannot swallow and it's probably dangerous for you to have any food. So you have only the pig, is that correct?
Yeah, Mike's nodding to that one.
Yeah, so that's of course hard because you can't taste your food, and that is a big loss. And I know that you so I wanted to talk about all your ideas on advocating for people with MND, and one of your ideas was to create a special cookbook with Maggie Bear.
Yes, big thumbs up to that one. Absolutely thumbs up. And yeah. Mike's also very passionate. He's a bit of a foodie, so yeah. For the last 2 years to be having the same food, the same all the time with the supplements has been tough. And initially Mike was making his own, blending up his own foods and just for some variety.
Yeah. And that is difficult because just mashing things up is not good enough, right? It also doesn't look as appealing as it could.
No. And it just got very hard, just got too hard to keep. Okay. Blending everything to the level that would go into the pig. So,
he had to
use the supplement. Oh, he's actually had three pigs. So he's had the surgery for the pig insertion three times.
Okay.
So, as well as just the changes. Is that right? Yeah.
Oh.
So it's been a bit of a process as well.
Because usually they last a few years. So
correct.
I don't know what happened there. Maybe you put too much of your mashed food into it and then it just
maybe. You locked it up, Mike.
Probably not made for that.
Okay. So Mike's wanting to just alert us to the new government has reduced subsidies. And what's that for? For the pig supplements for the feed? Okay. So that's one of the things that's being faced by people over 65.
Yeah. Well, we get back to my initial question exactly for the people over 65. So I understand there was also one medication that you needed to manage your saliva and that is not subsidized. Is that correct?
The oxybutynin.
Okay.
And Mike has to have that compounded or made by a compounding pharmacy because he has to have his medications also through his pig.
Okay, I see. Yeah, sure.
And that adds to the cost.
And that's not subsidized or it's not subsidized enough. Okay, not at all.
No.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because it has to be compounded especially. Right.
Yes.
To go through the pig, then it's no longer covered.
Yeah.
And, Mike wrote to the local member about this.
Okay.
As well, again, in his role as an advocate.
Yeah. Did you get an answer?
No positive result. Got an answer, but no action. No positive action.
Just a political answer. Okay, so didn't go far enough. Yeah, this is an issue that comes up again and again, that we have an inequality built in the system, right? That we have, if people are under 65 and diagnosed, they have the NDIS and they're much better cared for than people over 65. And there is no reason really, because they have the same needs with MND, correct? So definitely well worth advocating again and again and trying to achieve something there. You had some other ideas about how to support people living with MND. Actually, some amazing ones. Do you want to mention some of them?
Mike's just letting us know that there's not enough education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that with carers? Not enough education with carers, he feels, in the space as well. So education's a big thing you're pushing for about MND. And will we go through your list of ideas, Mike?
Kath, before we go there, just about the carers and education, if I can ask on that one again.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you mean carers like family and friends, or do you mean professional carers?
Health providers.
Okay, health providers. So
and home and the home care package providers.
Right.
Yeah.
So they need to have more education about the needs of people living with MND and a better access. Yeah. Is that's what I understand? Yeah.
Yes, that's what Mike's saying. I think Mike has just felt it's been an ongoing battle.
Yeah.
To get his message across and to get some understanding of what his needs have been.
Okay. And probably has to explain from the beginning time and again, right?
Yes. And it's proven to be very frustrating, his writing.
Okay.
And tiring. Frustrating and tiring.
Yeah.
Very repetitive.
Okay. No, I understand completely. Now, about the other ideas you came up with to support people, Kathy, you were just talking about a list even.
Yes, there is a list.
Okay.
So, and Mike's been watching the social media space as well and seeing what other ideas people have been coming up with.
Yeah.
And he feels that with a bit of planning, so Mike's a planner and a thinker when it comes to fundraising. He thinks with a bit of planning, we could action some of his fundraising ideas and some things he was thinking about. There was recently a convoy in West Gosford. So Mike's a big picture thinker.
Yeah.
And he feels that MND New South Wales could jump on board a convoy or a really big event to raise awareness, and particularly on the Central Coast, because that's where Mike lives, but also in general.
The convoy was the Are You Okay convoy, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And Mike was going to go and have a look and chat to some people there and see how they actually set it up, weren't you, Mike? And so one of Mike's biggest ideas following on from that is using the Bathurst 100, the car race out in Bathurst, 1,000, sorry. 100, 1,000, yeah. We'll raise hundreds of thousands, but Mike feels that there are a lot of potential opportunities where the profile of MND could be raised, and also funding for MND could be increased.
Sure.
Yep. So he's really had this thought about the Bathurst car race and connecting with them and promoting MND. Oh, okay. So he's also thought about, is that a separate one attached to the race? I don't know. $1,000 for executive dinners. Mike's very keen to charge people with lots of money, like very, very flash events, and charge them $1,000, contact all the local business people.
Mm-hmm. Aren't there, because those things are already happening, aren't they? We have galas like that. I think that's already happening. I don't know if it's happening in the MND space in particular, but I've heard of those galas.
Yes, they do happen. They can happen.
Yeah.
I think Mike was wanting to get it up and running on the Central Coast.
Okay.
Do something on the Central Coast, because he's been up here for so long. He's familiar with the business owners up here.
And, okay. Yep.
Oh, and another thing, because he loves his sport, you tie in some fundraising with sporting events, kick a footy. Yes, he's thought of quite a few things. But the book, the MND cookbook with Maggie Beer, was absolutely on top of his list, because he has been such a foodie and an international foodie.
Sure. And she has done something like that before with the dementia.
Dementia space.
That's a great idea, Mike, and probably very feasible as well.
And some of the other big picture ideas Mike has had included buying a cottage up on the Central Coast.
Going to ask about,
yes.
Add to here,
as in the palliative care unit that you're in. He thinks that it could be a good addition to the palliative care space that he's currently in. So something that was MND specific, or just palliative care? It is MND.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the toilet paper, for example, you want me to get some to show Sabine? Is that what you say? Okay. We're going in for a prop, Sabine. I'm getting some toilet paper.
That's okay.
Okay. He's, Oh, quality of the toilet paper, for example.
This is one of the few times where I'm sorry that we don't have picture to go with our podcast, because it's a very flimsy piece of paper.
It's paper. One ply.
Wonderful.
And the bed. He's also not impressed with the bed.
All right. So there's after equipment. I see. Yeah. And toilet paper is such a sensitive topic now after COVID anyway.
Yes. Yes. But it's one ply. So I completely understand where Mark's coming from.
Yes.
And it's the little things that just the little comforts of home.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
No high back chairs. So there's a loungy sort of chair in this space. So it's all in the design, isn't it, Mike? So Mike's thinking design to suit the needs of someone with MND.
Right. You'd have to, because most people would also have other needs, like physical needs, very quickly, right? Yes. So for example, a good chair is vital for someone with MND, definitely. Those are great ideas. And I think, thinking big is cool. And maybe some of these, you know, somebody who hears about them in our podcast might say, oh, that's something I could invest in or want to get going. Yeah. So you're raising awareness for that right now. There's something else you would like to share?
We didn't tell Sabine about what Jason does for a living, because you're very proud of what he does and where he's been recently.
That's one of your sons.
Is Jason the oldest son? Yep, Jason's the oldest son, and he's 54, and he's a chiropractor.
Okay.
He lives in Lennox Head, but he's been to Brazil as the chiro for the world surfing competition. So he gets invited every year to do the touring circuit for the world surfing championships.
Okay, like father, like son.
You like that compliment. Okay. And as you can tell, and you're right, I wish this was we did have the picture, because as you can tell looking at Mike, Jason gets his modelling looks and career, he's followed Mike in that pathway as well.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Well, that's why we have children, right? We just had our reference. I totally. By the way, is it okay to take that that picture that Kat sent me for the podcast, the picture of you?
So it's a picture of you on your back. On your back balcony that you look over, you have that beautiful water view. So Mike's been very lucky to have a beautiful view from his balcony, and he's actually got a lovely view from this window too. It's a lot of bushland.
Okay.
So you like the water and the
I would like to have a water view.
I'm just showing him first, now, but you're holding the book. You're holding a book, and I don't know if it's your son's book, but it's a really nice picture. That was taken about 12 months ago. Yep.
I like the picture. I just wanted to have authorization.
Beautiful.
That's great. Okay. Yeah, we can. Okay. Thumbs up. That's good. So I will use that picture. I'm really happy you spent this time with me and with our listeners, and I'm really excited to see your podcast go up in the near future. Thank you very much. And also thank you, Kat.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
MND New South Wales is funded largely by the generosity of community members, with only around 10 to 15% being received from government funding. If you'd like to donate, please go to www.mndnsw.org.au/donate or give MND New South Wales a call and one of our friendly staff will assist you. Check out our website for more information at www.mndnsw.org.au. or call the MND New South Wales info line on 1800 777 175.